First, in 1989, the leadership in East Germany was uncertain what to do against the growing protest of people. It was especially confused because in the mother country of socialism, the Soviet Union, a more liberal policy took place. In addition, the regime was dependent on the loans from the West. Therefore, no order to crash down the uprising was given to the Stasi. Secondly, in the communist ideology, there's no place for criticism. Instead, the leadership stuck to the belief that socialism is a perfect system, and the Stasi had to conform that, of course. The consequence was that despite all the information, the regime couldn't analyze its real problems, and therefore it couldn't solve them. In the end, the Stasi died because of the structures that it was charged with protecting. The ending of the Stasi has something tragic, because these officers were kept busy during the peaceful revolution. There's only one thing: to destroy the documents they had produced during decades. Fortunately, they had been stopped by human rights activists. That's why today we can use the files to get a better understanding of how a surveillance state functions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. So, Hubertus, I want to ask you a couple of questions, because I have here Der Spiegel from last week, My Nachbar NSA, My Neighbor the NSA. And you just told us about My Neighbor the Spies and the Informant from Eastern Germany. So there is a direct link between these two stories, or there isn't. What's your reaction as a historian when you see this?